Okay, next mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Samach Vav, mitzvah 566. We're up to a pair of mitzvos. One is the mitzvah to make a yad b'machaneh, and the next one is to make a mitzvah, the mitzvah to make a yateid b'machaneh. What's a yad and a yateid? So says the Torah right here in the context. Keep in mind the context of ki seitzei machaneh al oivecha. We're in the pashas of the pasuk is that we're talking about in an encampment because one is out by melchama. So we spoke about one has to make sure lo yavol tocha machaneh. If somebody becomes tummy there, vayilifros erev. They have to go to the mikvah, and then we have the yad tiyel lacham yichutz la'machaneh. You have to make a yad. What's a yad? A yad means a place. Like Yad Vashem. Yad is a place. V'yad tihiyel lacham yichutz la'machaneh. That shall be a place for you outside the camp. V'yatzasa sham b'chutz, and you shall go out there to the place. The Torah doesn't say explicitly what we're talking about here, but Chazal understand this to mean a place to go to the bathroom. If somebody's in the machaneh, then one has to make sure that there is a place to go to the bathroom outside the camp. Remember, Bizman HaKadum, there weren't bathrooms like we have, where it's closed off, and it's sanitary, and it doesn't smell, and it's already separate from where one lives. But in a place where you're on the battlefield, even today, if you're in an area of a camping ground in a tent, one doesn't go to the bathroom near where one is living. That's this mitzvah. Make sure when you're in the milchama, shas milchama, at least, we'll see if it applies outside, one has to make a place outside in order to have to go to the bathroom. And then v'yaseh, the next mitzvah, that the next time we'll get to, we'll just mention it now because it's connected, v'yaseh tiyelecha al azeinecha, you shall have a yateid. Yateid is a tool, a type of tool to use al azeinecha along with your other tools. V'haya b'shiftecha chutz, when you go outside to do what you have to do. V'chafarta ba, and you dig there. V'shavta v'chisisa tse'asecha, you shall then go and return and be able to cover up your waist, cover up what you did out of the machaneh. This is the message of tznius, the message of keeping outside the camp what's supposed to be outside the camp. Why? And then the Torah ends off, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalech Bekerav Machanecha, because Hashem your God is amongst you, in your camp, Lahatzilcha, to save you, V'laseis Oivecha Lefanecha, to give your enemy into your hands, V'haya Machanecha Kadosh, it has to be Kadosh, V'lo Yira Becha Ervas Davar V'sham Me'acharecha. Separate issue, you shouldn't be, this is part of it, connected, this shouldn't be seen your erva, and that will take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving good to you. That's what the uncle is here says. You shouldn't be any type of Avera. V'suv Meimre Mila Otav Alach. And he will go away from being good to you. V'shav Me'acharecha. This is the psukim that teach me of building, designating a yad and having a yateid, a tool, in order to keep clean what I do outside of the camp. The Rabban already points out that the Torah says that you have to keep your camp kadosh. Right, it's not a question of tahor here. Doing what I have to do to go to the bathroom is not a question of tumah v'tahara, it's a question of kedusha. Meaning you can't daven, we can't learn, as we'll talk about Hashem later, in a place of dirt, of lichluch. So says the Ramban right here, v'tam kisi atzoa, shein atzoa ketumah, shetetame es mekoma, v'shetia bokas v'ole. If somebody has tzoa, some type of a waste, so that's not like tumah that it goes all the way up, it goes all the way down. No, it's an issue of being there. Aval aser l'rosa be'es hatfila ubios halev davak b'shem hanechbad. When I'm connected to God, I can't be in a squalid place. Mipnei shadvarim hanimasim yolidu gnai b'nefesh. Disgusting things, physically disgusting things, lead to a gnai in my soul. V'yishabshu kavanas halev atahor. It'll affect my kavana, v'kasher ne'alma, me'ayin, ro'eh, ein ra. Once it's covered up, and it doesn't smell, so then it doesn't cause a problem. As is described at length in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, where a lot of these related issues are talked about. But that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah today is designating a yad, and the Sefer HaKhanuch counts two separate mitzvahs, the yad and the yateid. Based on the Rambam himself counts two separate mitzvahs regarding issues of bathroom. Again, designating a place and having a tool to be able to cover up. Says the Sefer HaKhanuch now, Shenitz Tavinu, we are commanded, Kishe Yatzu Chayelo Seinu L'melchama, when our soldiers go out to war, Shenelchin V'niyached L'chel Makom Yadua, Sheisham Kalish Yotze L'asot Srachav, so that every man could go out to do what he needs to do. It's amazing. Also, Lasos Trachav, we pointed this out in the past, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, quoted in the Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Kisitsa, points out, why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? Why is it Lashon HaKodesh? What makes it holy? So the Ramban says, because the world was created in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Nevi'im are misnabe b'Lashon HaKodesh, that's Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Rambam, here in the Mor Nevuchim, is Lashon HaKodesh because there's only Kedusha in it. There are no specific words to mean areas of life that are usually covered up in Sanua. There's no separate word for the Aver HaZachar and the Aver HaNekeva. No separate word for that. Not in modern Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh, there's no separate word. It's called the Aver HaZachar, the Aver HaNekeva. There's no separate word for a husband and a wife being together. It's just called Bia. Bia entering in. So there's no separate word for it. Right? That's what gives it Kedusha. And the same thing we can apply here. There's no separate word for going to the bathroom. What does Chazal say? La'asos tzrachav. So to do what he needs to do. This is a human need, and we need to do it. So to do what we need to do, right? That is part of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us throughout history, right? We have to go to the bathroom. That's part of life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we could be Kedush B'Kedusha. We could be reach the highest levels, even being human, even while we have a Asiyas Rachav, as we will talk about B'ezras Hashem in a couple of minutes. But that is L'asos Rachav, to do what we need to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we have these needs, right? The Gemara that we've quoted in the past, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peites, that we like to mention, where Yitzchak Avinu is bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about saving Am Yisrael. And Yitzchak says, well, let's work it out. How long does an average person live? 70 years. Does he sit all those years? No. There's a number of, a bunch of time that we could delete, says Yitzchak Avinu. Right, 25 years, that's nighttime. Now he's sleeping. Halavai, we should sleep longer. But 25 years, take out. So therefore, I'm sorry, even before that, the first 20 years, there's no onesh b'dei shamayim. So that leaves 50 out of the 70. 25 years, that can be taken out because it's nighttime and we're not doing any sins while we're sleeping. So that leaves 20, 25. Pashulu chaf hei. Dal tart yisrael palga. Half of those can be taken out because we have to do what we need to do. Our bodily needs. What are our bodily needs? Says the Gemara, eating, bathroom, and davening. Amazing. Davening is put as part of our needs. But Beis HaKisei, Kadosh Baruch Hu understands that that's part of our needs. He created us in that way. And that's why there are halachos that hopefully we'll get to either today or next time in terms of bathroom halachos. Kidei, now back to the chinuch. Kidei shelo yasu tzarcheyem b'chol makom upidos hamalonis kmo sheyasu ha'umos. Why do we have this mitzvah? In order that we should be tzanua, and we should be clean, and we shouldn't be going to the bathroom in the middle of everything and being melachlech. I wouldn't say metame, right? Being melachlech and mechalel our living area. And specifically in times of war, when things are generally hefker, we have to have this command. Yad means a place. As the pasuk says in Shmuel, there is a machlokas. The Torah says here, that is the language of the pasuk. There is a shita of the Yireyim. The Yireyim of Lazar Mimetz, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He has his own sefer on mitzvahs. He says this mitzvah only applies. The Doraisa mitzvahs asay only applies when there is an aron in the battlefield with the people. He darshins, Hashem alokecha mishalech bekerem bachanecha. That means the aron, says the Yireyim in Tuf Lamed Beis. Pirish. It's according to Pesukim. Kishe Yisrael yotzim la melchama hayumolichin es ha'aron by melchama imahim. They should take the aron. Remember the machlokas Rashi and the Ramban in Dvarim around Perek Yud or so. The machlokas, how many aronos there were. Was there one aron? Was there two aronos? When Bnei Yisrael took the aron out at the time of melchama, when they fought the plishtim, the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, was that the one aron? Wasn't the one Aron. The one Aron was buried underneath the Beis HaMikdash, right? We know that. So what was this? I'm sorry. This was much earlier. I take it back. Right? Was this the one Aron? Or was this, there were two Aronos. One that Aron that stayed in the Kodesh Kadashim, right, in Shiloh, where they were, and one Aron that went out to war. That's a Machlokas, Rashi, the Rabban, and even a Machlokas Tanoim in the Yerushalmi in Shkalim. But here, says the Yireyim, that's this Halacha Daraisa. When the Aron is there, you gotta be on extra careful standards. And Siva al-Kadosh Baruch Hu sheyinagu b'kdusha uvetahara, and you have to go far away to go to the bathroom. That's the Yireyim. If that's the case, so then this is a very, very limited mitzvah saseh. The Rambam says, Beferish, against the Yireyim. The Rambam says, in Malachim, Vav Tesvav, mitzvah saseh, li yos yateid, even start from the earlier, aser lihi panos betocha machaneh, it's aser to go to the bathroom within the camp, o al pnei hasadeh b'chol makom, ele mitzvahs ase l'takein derech sham miyuchedes lihi panos ba, it's a mitzvah ase to designate an area outside the camp to go to the bathroom. We take these things very seriously, private, v'yati elachavi chos l'machaneh, v'chein mitzvah ase l'aso liyot yateid, we'll see that, and then the Rambam adds, bein sheyeshi mohem aron, bein she'eni mohem. He obviously knew this shita that you might say, and he says explicitly not that way. Your machaneh is holy, and therefore one has to make sure it stays holy. Good. Misharshiyah mitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah? Kedin shakasu b'parsha, as the Chinuch says, the Torah says, Kehashem alokecha, masalai b'garav b'chanecha, klomar, shenafsho sancho Yisrael, dveikus b'shchina la'olam. We are always connected to God. Hashem is always with us. Elokim nitzav b'adas keil. Hashem is with us in the aid of Hashem. That's us. We are the Ada. Yes, in a certain more intense way, when we're learning Torah, and when we're doing a din, right? But, every Jew is connected to Hashem, which is Hashem Silcha. V'kol shekein b'machaneh shekula nekiyei nefesh. And surely, remember we said this last time, who's on the battlefield here? Who's on the battlefield? It's the tzaddikim. It's not the, everybody else returned. Ki kala yari me'aver shebiyodek for halachlo. V'shav alabayis. V'nisharu atovim asheru achalikim shochein b'tocham. Who is left on the battlefield? Only those who are naki, v'ra'ui lema mobinikiyas, and they should stay on their level, kasha yadua mufursam, as is known, sha'nikiyas midam and amidos hatovos, ha'mevi'ele de ruach hakodesh, nikiyas cleanliness, even physical cleanliness, let alone spiritual cleanliness, but nikiyas, he says, ruach hakodesh, right, one of the earlier levels that is spoken about in the Brisa of Avodah Zarah, Pirkas Ben Yair, and of course the Mesillas Yesharim. The Gambazei Yeshevach Luma, this is also a praise of us, of our nation, Ki Yavo Elokim Malachei Goy, V'yiru Machaneim Kadosh V'Nakim Mikol Tinav. Right, a different Halavai battlefield. Rachman al-Aslan, many times if you look in different armies, Bizman Hazeh, and you look at what their barracks look like, and you look at what posters they have up, and what kind of music they play, when you have it's terrible, it's lowly, it's decrepit. Says that's the average army. But when it comes to Am Yisrael, B'kdusha V'tara everywhere, and therefore we have to keep Nikios, have respect for the place that one is in. And therefore, again, it's not tumah, but it is an akiyus which does affect the soul, as we know. So that is the message, one of the messages behind the mitzvah. Dini ha-mitzvah klulim b'pshat ha-kasuv. The mitzvah doesn't even have to explain the halachas. You have to go out. V'no heges, and the chinuch says, this mitzvah applies in his view, b'zecharim. Ki hema nelchamim v'lo nekevas. It's a war mitzvah, and therefore it applies to men, because men are the ones that fight. The minchas chinuch says here, as he says by other mitzvahs as well, I think the chinuch is wrong, or just lav davka. Because by a melchemes mitzvah, even women fight. And therefore, women would also have this mitzvah in a case where they are the ones that are b'shas mochama. But both the Chinuch and the Rambam seem to limit. Explicitly, they only say this mitzvah is about shas mochama. What about if somebody's going camping? Right? Is there a kiyum, a mitzvah, I say, to make sure to go to the bathroom far away from one's camp? So does that apply? So according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, they give no hint that that would be true, that this mitzvah applies shelo b'shas mulchama. Who says beferish otherwise? The Tashbates. The Tashbates, one of the Rishonim, has his own Sefer HaMitzvos called, and the commentary Zohar HaRakia. He has a poem like many other, a number of other Rishonim have, Rav Sadia Gaon and others who have a short poem, all the mitzvos written as a poem, but he has then the Zohar HaRakia, which explains his Shita. That is the, Tashbe. So the Tashbe says, the mitzvah Samach Zayin, the Yad V'Yatei Lachpar, he says, Yish mitzvah Shlishis. There's a third element to this mitzvah that's not explicit in the Torah, but it's part of this mitzvah. V'hi, Shelo Lahaskir Shum Dover Shebekdusha, B'makam Atinofes, not to mention any Dover Shebekdusha in a place that's dirty. Right? These are third Perek and Bracha Sugyas. For Amar Yisalev, V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. Somebody, you can't daven, we can't learn, we can't say brachas in a place which stinks or in a place where I could see tsoa. This mitzvah, the separate issue of Vayamachanecha Kadosh and not saying Adar Shebekdush Machamatinofes, is not counted as a separate one. Imkein Ein Dinze Miyuchad B'Machaneh Melchama. It must be included in the other ones, and therefore we have to expand our understanding of the mitzvah of Yad and Yateid. And that is, it's not miyuchad for Shas Melchama. Elo lahazkir shebechal makom sheish aron v'shchina. That's alluding to maybe the Yireim. Any place where there is the aron. Or even the shchina. That's what he adds in. O haskara shem shamayim. Or mentioning shem Hashem. That also is an example of the shchina being there. Sheyehe naki mikol lichluch. Has to be naki. V'chein av Hashem yatzi alecha michus lamachane lin yemei meraglayim. She'aspik she'imakam mucham latzeisham. K'dei shalo ikra v'childu. And it continues. So the Zohar Akia, the Tashmi says, the favorites is not only Shas Melchama. It applies in our lives to make sure when we make a bracha. Right? Let's say there's a baby that has a dirty diaper and I want to make a bracha. So there's at least a partial kiyum of the mitzvah to get the baby away and not to make the bracha in that context. To have covered for the bracha. There seems to be a gemara that's the favorites like the Tashmi. The favor is that it does not apply only b'shas melchama. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey. Remember, there are two blot there that talk all about the mun, starting with Ayin Dalim Abayz, going through Ayin Vav. All about the mun. So part of the discussion there is whether the mun. The Gemara has one line where the mun is complimented as not creating any waste in the Jews' bodies at the time. That's what the Gemara says. Tanur Rabbanan, Ayin Heim, Abayz, and Yuma. Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. What does Lechem Abirim mean? So the Gemara says, Lechem Shemalachei Asharis Ochlen Oso. Rabbi Akiva says, it's Lechem that the Malachim eat. That's one daya. But then Rabbi Shmuel says back to him, what do you mean? Malachei Asharis don't eat bread. What does it mean, Lechem Abirim? Lechem from the word Nivla, She Nivla Be'evarim. Right, abirim is like limbs. It's absorbed in the limbs. We're talking about above a shmona evarim, absorbed in the 248 limbs. Elamai ni makayim v'yaseti alachalazinecha. What about our psukim? If it's absorbed, dvarim shetagre umos olam ochren osam lahem. The mun did not create waste. That was just from the waste that was created. And why they had to do this mitzvah in the desert is because the food that they bought from others, which is somewhat unusual. What do you mean food bought from others? Well, they need to buy any other food. They still needed snacks. The mun wasn't good enough. Again, a line that has to be focused and figured out. But that's what it says. Devarim shetagri umos ha'olam okrenos ha'olam. Stuff that they bought from the umos ha'olam. But what do you see? It's that posture. That's not the context of Melchama. They're going through the desert. Right? The 40 years. So, that seems to be a raya to the Tashbates against the fact that it's only limited to Shas Melchama. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Ba'over Alzeh. What if somebody violates? How do you violate this? V'lo hiskin lo mako michutz lamachane. If somebody did not designate a place outside the camp, v'lichlech makom ha'machanos, and they went to the bathroom in the place in the machane, bitel aseizeh mevatel liaseh. As another example, sometimes you have los ases that you are mevatel b'sheval taseh. We had a couple of days ago, not marrying a Mitzri or an Edomi in the third generation, because I think it's usher. So not doing that, that's a losa that's violated, b'shev al tasa. Here's a mitzvah that say that's mevutal by acting. A malachlich b'chol ha'machon is b'itel ha'seizeh v'yanshok adol ma'on, and it's a terrible onesh shegorim l'shchina shal yisalag mimachad yisroel. Because Hashem doesn't stay there if the place is disgusting and putrid. Right? Hashem doesn't stay there. K'mo shekasev lo yura lecha b'chol ervas davar v'shav me'acharecha. What do I mean? We saw the yonkelis. B'yoschem b'toch lichluch tirchaku atzmachem min atov. You will be distanced from the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for you. Good. This is the mitzvah of Yad. The Rambam and the Chinuch, as we just mentioned, count two separate mitzvos. That of a makom, the Yad, and that of the Ate, the tool, that'll be, Be'ez Hashem, in the next mitzvah. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, counts one mitzvah. It's one idea. Make a place and use a tool to cover up your waste. One mitzvah. Very difficult. How does the Rambam count two separate mitzvahs? The place and the tool. That's a separate mitzvah? So the Mitzvos HaMelech suggests maybe there's a difference conceptually. And that's why the Rambam counts two, because who is the mitzvah upon? This is a chovas who. Suggests the mitzvah samelach. Yesh lomar. The mitzvah zu lav mitzvah al hayachid. Raka mitzvah sh'al atzibur. Making the place to go, that's a chovas atzibur. Once you're there, having a tool to personally cover up your own waste, so that's a chovas hayachid. One's a tzibur, one's a yachid. So that's it. Da mitzvah hi etzem takanez ha-makom gam b'li lifan o'sham. It says v'yasei tiyelecha. right? That's the pasuk, right? Have it there. Make a place. That's upon Bezdin to have a designated area. That's why the Rambam and the Chinuch argue with the smag. It's two separate mitzvahs. Why? The mitzvahs yati alacha michus lamachan and mitzvahs atzibur. Aval mitzvahs yateti alacha lazeinecha ala yachidu. It's just on the yachid. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, al kol echad veechad mutal mitzvah zu. The Alkana, that's why he has it as two mitzvahs. The smag, must not think that. The tikkun makom is maybe just a hechsher mitzvah. That's a hechi timsi to be able to have the machaneh be clean, and then you use your tool. That's the mitzvah, the action mitzvah, and the yad might be just the background behind the rest of the mitzvah. But this is a machlokas rishonim. So again, machlokas rishonim about whether it's only with an aron there or not. Machlokas whether it's limited to melchama or not. And number three, whether it's counted as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Well, we'll start with Hashem next time is the fact that, you know, if you take a step back and you think about the godless of this, our law system, our Torah, covers every area of our life. There's no area which is not covered by halacha. We'll go through some of the details of the halachas of Hilchos Beis Hakisi and Hilchos HaShiyatzar and get into that message that there's never a break. We'll get into Tosfos in Brachas, which discusses that there is never a break from Talmud Torah, even in the bathroom. That's not called a hefsek, and that's why you wouldn't repeat Birchas HaTorah next time. And we'll also have to get to the Ramazim that Chazal learned from the Yateid Pasik relating to Lashon Hara.